Overnight, growing concern about the number of gas stations running on E, stemming from that cyber attack on a pipeline that supplies nearly half the fuel on the East Coast.
I've went to like six different stations and nobody's got any gas.
An analyst for tracking firm GasBuddy says 40% of Metro Atlantic gas stations were without fuel overnight. In Metro Raleigh, North Carolina, that number over 50%. And in Wilmington, more than 60% of stations reportedly without gas.
This is potentially the most substantial and damaging attack on U.S. critical infrastructure ever.
Gas stations in at least seven states are reporting shortages, from Florida to Virginia, and supply issues appear to be creeping north. According to Bloomberg, distributors say they're now getting gas on a ration basis in Linden, New Jersey, where the 5,500-mile critical pipeline ends. A cyber attack 5 days ago forced its operator, Colonial Pipeline, to shut down the pipeline, causing shortages and sending prices climbing.
It was at like $2.96 to $2.98 a gallon. But it's possible by the end of the week, it could go up another 3 to 7 cents. It's the law of supply and demand.
Colonial is expected to decide today whether it can fully restart the pipeline, but it could still take days for the fuel to reach places impacted by the shutdown, because experts say the fuel moves only 5 miles per hour through the pipeline. Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm asking people not to panic buy.
Much as they're was no cause for, say, hoarding toilet paper at the beginning of the pandemic, there should be no cause for hoarding gasoline.
The FBI identified the group responsible for the attack as DarkSide, a gang of hackers based in Russia in a brazen scheme to extort money. U.S. intelligence has not yet tied the Russian government to the attack, but former Homeland Security Advisor Tom Bossert says the Kremlin has done little to stop these cyber criminals.
The Russian government doesn't want to take them down. They have a long pattern of allowing and sometimes helping the organizations like these, like DarkSide, that disrupt the West. It pleases them. Their interests align.
One congressman is demanding the government regulate cryptocurrencies, which these hackers often demand.